Tell me what I've got here. Your mom and dad probably have one like it.
Yeah.
It's a cell phone. What can you do with these? It's an old cell phone, all right? It's old. So what can you do with these? Yeah, who could we call? Ooh, she would like that. Grandma was the answer. Yeah, we can talk to people we like. Who could we call if we were in trouble or sick? Yeah, you can call policemen too, couldn't you? So, do we need one of these to talk to God? Think so? No, we sure don't. We can talk to God anytime and any place, no phone needed. We call talking with God prayer. So we can talk to him anytime, any place, but what should we talk to him about? I brought some pictures to give you some ideas, okay? They're having a birthday. You could talk to God about your birthday and thank him for making you. If you are scared or worried, you can ask God to help you and keep you safe. Those are things to talk to him about. If you've been bad and you did something you weren't supposed to, you can tell God you're sorry and ask him to forgive you. If you see something that he made and you like it, what have we got here? Can you see what's in their hands? Yeah, you think so? Could be. A frog maybe too? Turtle? Look more like a turtle? Yeah. Just tell him he makes wonderful things. He'd like that. If you're sick, you can ask God to heal you. And if you're just having a great time with friends, tell God he's wonderful for giving you those times. We can talk to God about anything, but where could we talk to him about all those things? Let's take a peek at the pictures one quick time again. You could talk to him at a birthday party or a celebration or Christmas, anytime. You can talk to him when you're all by yourself and maybe you're lonely. You can talk to him when you are in time out. It's a nice quiet place. You can talk to him when you're outside looking at his creation. You could talk to him in the doctor's office or at the hospital. You can talk to him any place that you feel his joy in your heart. So you can talk to God anywhere, anytime, about anything. But you know, there's times when I call people and I don't get a hold of them. Either they don't answer, or they're talking to somebody else, or their phone's got no power. That never happens to God. The Bible tells us that he is there, he's here with us, and he's there all the time. He hears you all the time, and he answers every time you talk to him. Now, he has three different answers. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no because he knows it's not good for you, even if it looks good. And sometimes he says, wait, it's not the right time yet. The Bible tells us all those things, but there's one more important thing to know. God has the power. He has the power to answer our prayers. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for listening to me when I talk to you. Remind me to talk to you all the time. Help me believe you hear me and answer me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming.